8 days after a row over the wearing of skorts at camogie matches first hit the headlines, the issue continues to anger players. Yesterday, the Munster camogie final between Cork and Waterford was postponed after both teams indicated they would wear shorts, which are not allowed under the rules of the association. Afterwards, players from both teams issued a hard-hitting statement expressing bitter disappointment at the postponement of the match. They said that they felt completely let down. The game will now take place after a special camogie congress on May 22nd to decide on a possible rule change to permit the wearing of shorts, but that needs a two-thirds majority to pass. We're joined in our studio now by Brian Malloy, the president of the Camogie Association. Thank you for joining us and welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Justin.
Doesn't it show a real lack of respect for the women who play camogie and for your game that you would postpone the Munster camogie final at less than 24 hours' notice to those players because they wouldn't wear skirts or skorts for the occasion?
So can I first of all just offer some condolences to the family of Brendan Noon. Brendan is the brother of Sarah Noon, the Ahaskar Caltra club captain, and Brendan unfortunately tragically died in a work accident the day before yesterday, and also the family of those two teenagers that passed away in Donegal so tragically.
Okay. And I'm sure though that is appreciated.
Yeah, I think it puts everything in context. I think if you would give me a couple of seconds just to give the context. The association that I'm the president of is often described as a grassroots, member-led, volunteer-led association. And sometimes people say that, and I don't think they quite fully grasp what that means. I don't set the rules of the association. The association rules are set by the members, and they do that in Congress. And my role as president is to make sure that those rules are respected and those decisions of Congress are respected. In 2024, as you know, the question of a team-level choice to wear skorts was brought to the table and was discussed. And a very significant number of delegates representing players and representing members wanted that change. But a larger number of delegates also representing players didn't want to change.
All right. And those are the rules, and we know that. And lots of the players don't like them, and we'll see if they change. But in relation to the postponement of the Munster Camogie final yesterday, the players involved there who've trained hard, who've given up an awful lot of their time, who've made sacrifices for their family, who've travelled long distances, they were told at less than 24 hours that match wouldn't go ahead because that they were going to make a protest and wear shorts instead of skorts.
So it's worth noting there's 94,000 playing members in the Camogie Association. And tens of thousands of those, and I've had a lot of contact over the course of the week from girls who want to keep wearing the skort. I know we're going to come to Special Congress in a few minutes, so we'll talk about what the option is that's going to be brought to the table at that stage. We spent the last few days trying to resolve this issue, and it's been difficult. Back to the volunteer-led piece. I'm a volunteer. I have a full-time job. The volunteers were working hard to try and get this resolved. And we proposed, first of all, to the GPA that what we would do is we'd bring forward the Congress, the decision to Congress 26 rather than Congress 27. And I had a very detailed conversation with the chief executive of the GPA, and Tom welcomed that proposal and said he'd champion it in the GPA. And me and he had a good conversation about how the two of us would then go around over the next 6-7 months to the various counties to make sure that the delegates understood the proposal and as he said, that it would be an evidence-based process that we put in front of people. And then 24 hours later, I have no issue with this whatsoever, the players indicated, no, that wasn't enough. They wanted it faster than that. So I'm back to Ard Cola again. And you understand yourself, there's a process that I got to go through. It's as I said, it's bottom up, it's not top down. I don't make these decisions. I have to go through
but
a process.
Who made the decision to postpone yesterday's Munster final?
That's Munster Council.
So. Okay, and were you consulted? Did you support that decision?
100% support the decision.
Why did you support it? And why were the players not told until 16 hours before the match was due to start?
So the process that was gone through there is we as I was saying, we went through a process of consultation. Consultation with Ard Cola and got unanimous, to be fair, a unanimous agreement that we would go to special congress in 2 weeks. And our belief and our hope was that would be sufficient to get things over the line with regard to the protests. That given that what had been achieved was as fast as I could actually make the change, because I don't make the change. The changes
but,
are put
okay,
through Congress.
I accept that. But why could you not have gone ahead with the match yesterday and perhaps asked the referee to note that there was a protest but allow the match to go ahead?
So I can't do that. So the simple reason is the Uachtaráin doesn't, the president, as is my role, I don't have the authority to tell a ref to put a rule to one side.
Okay, but was that not done in Dublin over the weekend? The Dublin Camogie County Board told its referees this weekend to allow the games to go ahead if the players wore shorts, and that the ref could register that, but that the matches would go ahead.
Yeah, I heard that was done. All I can do is speak to the actual rules. And as the president, I absolutely have no choice but to operate within the actual rules. If someone else decides to do something different, there isn't a huge amount just that I can do about that. But I couldn't tell the referee, a really good referee, I couldn't tell him to ignore a rule. And by the way, if I did, he would have to ignore me because I don't have the authority.
But that wasn't done in Dublin.
But I can't. And that
so indicates the same association applying two different standards in two different parts of the country.
No, as I said, Justin, the Camogie Association is a bottom up, not a top down association. So as Uachtaráin, I cannot tell a referee to ignore the rules. I can't tell any referee to ignore the rules. Nor can a county chair, nor can a club chair. You can't have a situation where an official or an officer can run onto the field and say, "I'm a chairperson, don't implement this."
What about the players then? And you saw the statement they issued. They're very annoyed at the way this was handled. As I said, they've trained hard. They've given up their weekends. They've travelled miles. And they were given less than 24 hours that a major sporting event, a major final that they were due to play in, was going to be postponed. I mean, that seems like it was mishandled.
Yeah, I don't know that I can say a huge amount to I can't go back in time. I can say that I empathise with where the players are coming from on that. From Munster Council's perspective, and as I said, I 100% support their decision.
Are the players owed an apology, though, for being told that that match was not going to go ahead less than 24 hours before throwing?
To be honest, I think that the key piece here is that we were working right up to the wire to try and resolve the issue, and we thought we had resolved the issue. And then when it became clear it wasn't, Munster Council, again volunteers, had to then pull together the council to make the formal decision. There's a process they had to go through. So they made it as quickly as they possibly could and then communicated out to the county boards that they had made that decision as quickly as they possibly could. Could it have been done faster? Possibly, but we were working. You have to remember, Justin, as well, this landed on my desk less than 2 weeks ago. And in less than 2 weeks, I would have a special Congress, which is the only way I can have the rule change, in less than 2 weeks. So in total elapsed time, less than 1 month after it landed on my desk, I will have a special Congress fixing this issue for good, in accordance with rules, without any sidestepping of rules, doing it properly in line with our association and the democratic views of our association, which I can't. Okay. I can't overrule the democratic processes in our association.
This row, though, has been running since last Saturday when players from Dublin and Kilkenny protested over the issue. Why have we not heard from you until today? Why has the association not come out to explain and articulate its position until today, 8 days later?
Well, what we've been doing is trying to resolve the issue and working together to try and come up with solutions and working with the GPA behind the scenes, if you like, to try and come up with solutions. We thought we had one and then that wasn't a solution. So that's what we've been doing, Justin. We have issued statements to try and let people know that we were working on it. But I have a responsibility to my members. And as I think you're aware, I wrote out to all the county chairs and secretaries to let them know unequivocally that the position of Ord Cóla and of me is that we support the right to protest and we support the introduction of choice and that they are to engage with their players and make sure that the players' voice is heard on this, to make sure that the change that is going to be brought forward to them on the 22nd of May is, when they're making their determination, it's reflective of what the players want.
Are you then telling those delegates that you want that rule changed?
No, and it's semantics to an extent. I have to be careful not to be seen to be telling anybody how to vote. It's a democratic process. I am saying unequivocally that I want to see choice. That's my personal view. I want the choice brought in. I can't tell a delegate how to vote. I can and have told delegates that they are to ask their players. And I know from talking to people over the last 24 hours that messages have gone out from county boards all across the country asking people, and that didn't happen in 2024. That level of engagement didn't happen in 2024.
Yes. Across every county. 55% of delegates voted against allowing shorts as part of the playing uniform last year. I mean, it will take a considerable turnaround then, won't it, to reach the two-thirds majority to have that rule changed?
Yes, it will take. I think there's a couple of things to that, Justin. First of all, when I say there isn't the same level of engagement, the county boards last year went out and spoke to them. The GPA weren't as active last year as they were this year on the issue. In actual fact, and this may surprise people, I think we'd still be in the same position today if last year's motion had gone through. Last year's motion was a team-based decision. So therefore, if your girl is playing camogie actively at 16s and 18s and 23s and she breaks through into the county senior team and she walks into the county senior dressing room and gets told, well, actually, our team decision is shorts. I know you like wearing your skirt. The old motion that was there beforehand would have done it on a team basis. What we're putting forward is that each individual girl in each individual game can decide, today I will wear my skirt, the next day I will wear my shorts. And that's, I think, the level of individual choice for all of my players.
Are you confident that change will happen, that rule will change?
I am. I have to say I am. I've spoken to a lot of delegates, Justin, and the consistent feedback is that they are 100% behind keeping the skirt but giving the option for the short.
And if it doesn't change, if Special Congress fails to change the rules on the 22nd of May, do you expect that players will abide then by the decision and carry on under the old rules?
I think the players, our position is always that all players and referees have to abide by the rules. I genuinely don't envisage that happening. I am, all the feedback I have is very, very clear, and I'm operating on the basis that I will continue to work over the next 2 weeks and hopefully be given a bit of space. Okay. And give our delegates a bit of space so they can talk to their players, talk to their members and explain why it's important to give choice and that it doesn't take from what we have at all, it adds to it. And in that context, I'm very comfortable that we will get the support to get it across the line.
What do you say to people who have lost confidence in the organisation for the way it's handled this controversy and have lost confidence in you and your leadership?
Well, I take the view, very, very clear view, that we have done everything we possibly can. This came across my desk less than 2 weeks ago. I had not had in the previous 12 months a single ask about this, Justin, in the previous 12 months. It came across my desk last Wednesday week, and within 4 weeks, I don't think you'll find any other association that within 4 weeks has delivered a special congress.
Right.
And that's what I have done. So I think I have shown the leadership that's necessary here, Justin, and I'm hopeful and I will be working to make sure that we get this across the line for the players.
And we do appreciate you coming in to talk to us today, and thank you very much for joining us. Brian Malloy, President of the Camogie Association.